Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Sullivan, you worried about Patrick Hornquist's concussion history?
We're always concerned when any of our players get a concussion, you know, and so the nature of those injuries is that they're all very different. They're unique, and different people respond different ways to them, and so... You know, quite honestly, I certainly don't know enough about them to make any sort of assumptions or conclusions, draw any conclusions moving forward.
Patrick Hornquist sounds optimistic about being able to come back this weekend. Otherwise, they wouldn't have sent him out west to practice with the team. They're in Arizona tonight and then Las Vegas tomorrow night. Patrick Hornquist plays a certain style. He plays the game a certain way, and you can't stop him from playing the game that way. So the question now becomes, how do you use him? And as a coach, like Mike Sullivan says there, you can take it into account, but you can't hold the guy back from doing what he does best.
I think that there becomes, because doesn't there creep into a compassionate human element at this point? You know, you worry about Patrick Hornquist not as a hockey player, but you worry about him as a human. I'm not in the business of stopping people from things they want to do. That's their business. I mean, really, I hear that discussion sometimes on different shows about, like, you worry. I do worry about him. I have compassion, but you're making the decision to go out there and do that. And I think what comes into focus now is you're not, and I don't know his medical situation. I mean, I just know he's had a lot of concussions. I don't know the debilitating effects they're going to have long term, but I don't think the Penguins have a responsibility to save someone from themselves if they feel as if that's the best plan of attack here? Or what? Is everyone who plays hockey or plays football someone who could potentially be busted in the head for the long haul?
Well, you can't make him a sniper now. You know, it's not like he's going to turn into Kovalev and you're going to just have him hang out at around the line and fire shots. I mean, he has his game. But what you can do as a head coach is say, you know what? Yeah, I know you're healthy, but I'm going to sit you down. I think you still need a little time. Let's just take this easy. That's your job as head coach. You're not stepping on anyone's dreams, or you're being a coach. And sometimes being a coach means making tough decisions. And I know Hornquist practiced. I know he's excited. He flew all the way out to Arizona hoping to play tonight. But, man.
Would you have held him through the break and then gained all that extra time?
See, I don't mind him practicing. Let's, you know, get his juices going, see how his head responds to it. But, man, I'm not putting him into a game until after the All-Star break.
But if he practices a couple of times with no ill effects, if I'm Patrick Hornquist, okay, it's
there's
one.
There's no morning skate today.
Okay, so maybe we hold him out until tomorrow. I mean, my point is, if I'm Patrick Hornquist and I feel good and I'm ready to go and I feel like I'm not suffering any ill effects from this most recent concussion, I want to play.
And if I'm the Penguins and I'm Mike Sullivan and I'm the powers that be with the Penguins and he's medically cleared, if you're available, you're out there. You know, the guy's making a clear conscience, we think, a clear conscious decision to go play and to put himself at risk. My responsibility stops there if he's medically cleared, I'm the Pittsburgh Penguins.
See, I think coaches can go above and beyond that. I think coaches have to. I think you can look at your team and say, you know what? What's better for us as a team is for, even though you've been cleared, is for you not to come back yet. Let's just give it a little bit more time. You can practice, but I'm not putting you in a game.
I just don't know. I come down on the side of, if the guy's cleared, then I have a hard time not putting him in the game in the hopeful belief that a couple more days off is going to more clear him. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's cleared. If the doctors say you can play, Patrick Hornquist,
Play. Like, that's where I come down too, because I listen to Chris, and as Chris says that, I think of, there's no degrees of being cleared. It is a hard line. You're
right.
Either over it or you're under it. And once you reach it, like, you're not far past it. You're not closer to it. You're either there or you're not. And this is a decision that is solely Patrick Hornquist. Now, if his wife steps in or somebody, that's what it's going to take for him not to play. But I don't think you can have that. Like, let's say something catastrophic happens with Patrick Hornquist, or something bad happens, or you see the ill effects start to take hold in a couple years from now. And God forbid, I hope that doesn't happen. But let's say it does. The Penguins have no blood on their hands. The NHL has no blood on their hands. This is a willing endeavor that people undertake. Now, logic would say for some people in this world, if this all starts to happen, I'm going to hit the pause button, or I'm going to hit the stop button, or I'm jumping off the ride.
Mm-hmm.
But for some people, they're wired like, this is the cost of doing business.
And I think you where you can be more careful, Jeff, is if you're Patrick Hornquist, it's now on you that the moment you start to feel those symptoms again, you have to be honest and you have to own up to the staff and say, yeah, you know what? It might be halfway through the third period of a tie game in Vegas on Saturday night, but I'm not feeling right. Something's off here. And then they take him back, and then you can say, all right, we're going to be aggressive on the side of pulling him out if he starts to feel symptoms again. But if he says he's feeling good and we as a staff have checked him out and he passes all the tests, he's going to go play. Because it does. To your point, Colin, it becomes a long-term question now of Patrick Hornquist's health at the end of his career and beyond his career. So I think you'd be a little bit more aggressive on the tack of, okay, if you start to feel it at all, we're going to have to pull you back.
Listen, I get what you guys are saying. I understand every game's important and he's important to your team and you can't give away points, especially when you're eighth in the East. I get all that. I just think a guy who's dealt with a couple of concussions this year, give him a little more time.
Okay, well, then when's the line of delineation for you? How far does it have to go
before
when he gets over it?
You've got two games. You got tonight and tomorrow, and then you get over a week. Just don't bring him back yet. Let him continue to work. Give him some more time. Let that brain clear. Because from experiences that our families have with concussions, that the more time you give, the better it's going to be long term. Why? I don't want to say rush back, but why bring him back now? You think you could beat Phoenix, although San Jose probably thought that. And then you're going to have a tough game with a physical Las Vegas team. I'm waiting.
Then it gets into, okay, it's 3 weeks from now, and you're playing a physical team. Do you then hold him out?
No. I'm just saying in this circumstance, considering what the schedule is, don't bring him back for these last two games. Make a decision as head coach that, you know, what's better for us, I don't care if you're cleared, I'm benching you.
But if I'm Patrick Hornquist again, and this is a part of the conversation, I understand what you're saying. Mike Sullivan can step to him and say, listen, we want to play it safe with you. But if I'm Patrick Hornquist, I think I go to Mike Sullivan and the medical staff and say, listen, I feel ready to go. At a moment's notice, if I don't feel right, I'll tell you guys, but I want to play. And that's the kind of guy I think Patrick Hornquist is. He wants to be out there on the ice.
I'm sure he does, but he's not. It's not his decision to make. It's Mike Sullivan's.
Well,
Mike Sullivan's. He's the head coach.
And this
is some of the issues that we have with the Steelers.
Try benching a guy that's healthy and then talk to the players' union. Try doing that.
No, you could bench any player you want.
You can, but there's some blowback. There's some blowback, Jeff, when he's one of your best players. When he's one of your best 12 skaters, when he's one of your best 12 forwards, and you bench him and he's healthy, there's going to be some blowback. You get into an Ian Cole situation.
No, then I think you start getting into the Steelers situation where the players start controlling decisions. Mike Sullivan, it's his decision, period. It should be his decision, period.
Then why do you have a medical team?
Well, medical team can clear all they want. You heard my argument.
No, I did.
What I'm saying is this is Mike Sullivan's call. He's the head coach. And if he were to think like I do, he shouldn't have any blowback at all because that's his job is to make these decisions.
Oh, if you're Patrick, that's how you make your money. That's how you're getting another contract.
He's still getting paid.
But
he just got a new contract.
I'm saying, though, moving into the future, that's how he measures himself. How do you know there's not bonuses? You know, I want to be out there. I want to help my team.
But what I think is better for the team is that you shouldn't come back yet.
The long-term effects of this for Patrick Hornquist, he will feel, as we said, though, beyond the end of his career. What would you, regardless of what sport it is, hockey, football, whatever it may be, what would you be willing to trade for the kind of career that, say, a Patrick Hornquist has had? Again, whether it's hockey or football, 412-928-9370. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. It's 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. That's also how you call us. Same number, 412-928-9370. Patrick Hornquist, are you concerned about these concussions?
No, it's just, you know, it is what it is. And you want to get, every time you want to, when you come back, you want to, you know, take a hit or give a hit to make sure you're ready. And that's why I'm in practice today and to take the next step.
He fully anticipates, and you can tell, wants to play this weekend out west, whether it's in Arizona tonight and or Las Vegas tomorrow with his teammates before that week off for the bye week they have and the All-Star break. The question is, long-term, down the road, is he going to wish he had taken it slower, perhaps played it, quote-unquote, more safely, if you want to call it that? And we have this discussion a lot regarding football, Colin, but mm-hmm. in any athletic endeavor, for a professional athlete, they've got to make that trade-off, as it were. You know, how many years, how much quality of life at the end of my life am I willing to shave off in return for the millions of dollars I can make as a professional athlete at a certain level?
How about we just go right here with it? Would you, 412-928-9370, would you be willing to give back 2 years at the end of your life to be a big-time sports star and have these concussions? Like, what would you do this? Would you knowingly you were going to your life was going to be shortened by 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Would the trade-off be being what a big-time professional athlete? Or having a quality of life that was bad?
And that's
for 5 or 10 years.
That's the question for me. It's not so much, okay, will I die at 70 instead of 72 or whatever the average life expectancy is? It's more about...
Because I probably would. I'll be honest with you. I probably would. I'd be okay with it.
I would answer in the affirmative. But then if the question becomes, well, what are the last 10 or 15 years of my life going to be like? Or am I talking about, you know, premature dementia brought on by CTE in my early 50s? You know, those are the ones that I think, if I'm a professional athlete, that is a serious concern. Regardless of the millions of dollars I may or may not be making as a professional athlete, that is a serious concern moving forward. And how is it not going to just affect me, but how is it going to affect my family?
Well, because now we're seeing, you know, players, Chris Borland comes to mind, the linebacker with the 49ers,
mm-hmm.
Retiring early because of concussions. You had that A.J. Tarpley was a guy with the Bills that retired early because of concussions. We're seeing this happen. Hussein Abdullah, I think, he was a guy that retired because of concussions. But Borland was like the first guy that really started, that 49ers linebacker. He was only like 24. Are we going to see this rash of people, or is it just like, you know what? No, like Ryan Clark, for all of Ryan Clark says that people don't like, and I actually think Ryan Clark's really good on television.
Yes.
He was honestly that first one that came out and said, stop kidding ourselves. I'll never forget this on ESPN. Stop kidding ourselves. I know that there's a real good chance I'm going to be, at the end of my life, and these were his words, I'm going to be screwed up somehow, but I wouldn't trade the life that I have because of football. And you have to think that about hockey in some regard, too. I wouldn't change it. Are people willing to make that trade? And I think a lot of the American sports consumer and a lot of the people that are just way into sports would make that trade.
Well,
they'd be okay with it.
As somebody just said on the text line, you can be that old broken down man who may suffer from dementia issues anyway and not have $10, $15, $20 million in the bank to help support your family, right?
Yeah, there's a chance anyway without playing those sports.
And that's the other side of this coin. And I think that's the more the line of thinking of someone like a Ryan Clark that you mentioned, who says, you know what, with what I can do on a field, what I can do athletically, I can set my family up, not just for this generation, but future generations. And yeah, that is a trade-off I am willing to make because financially it'll be a whole lot easier to deal with those hardships than if we didn't have that. And I think that's an interesting conversation to think about as we move forward.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.